Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
The greatest opportunity that we all have, yes, we need vision, right? But more importantly, and just as important, right, we need to have a relationship with the Lord, and we need to become His followers. Yeah. You know, the more that I just get an opportunity to engage and just interact, you know, I feel like that is the number one thing right now. It's Jesus wants disciples. He wants followers. You know, this is a defining moment for us as a church, and look what's happening in society. Things are changing all around us. Mm-hmm. But God's calling us to walk together with Him. And I love what Francis Chan is doing. He has this video basic series, and we'll make this available for you on the Torch. You can get it. But he starts talking about the importance of following Jesus. Watch this.
So the first thing Jesus says to his disciples is, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Last thing he says is, go and make these disciples, these people who follow me. And in between those two statements, he spent a lifetime of showing them what it means to follow God, showing them what it means to make disciples or to fish for men. Then he goes, now go and do the same thing. Where it gets weird is that nowadays, there are millions of people on this earth who call themselves followers of Jesus, but their lives look nothing like His. And yet in their hearts they're convinced they're followers.
Following Jesus. They're convinced that they're following Him, and they're not. And today, if you ask a lot of people, you know, are you a Christian? You'll hear many people say, yeah, I'm a Christian. And the truth is, you got to ask yourself, well, really, what does that mean today? What does that mean? Because I've seen a lot of people who've called themselves Christians, but I don't know if necessarily Jesus would say that they are a Christian. You know, I like to use the word, I'm a follower. This is a simple reason.
Yeah.
And you, what's a follower? Someone who follows the Lord. And we can look at evidence there. We can see, is that person following or not following Him?
Yeah.
And listen, you know, we talked in a previous program how 147 Christians were being massacred in Kenya, and they were asked a simple question, are you a Christian or you're a Muslim? And when they responded that they were a Christian, they were shot and killed there at their college, at their university. And today, I see a lot of people who say that they're Christians, but it's the little things. I mean, it's not even like a gun at their head. It's like, you know, the message was too long. I want to go to a fellowship that's just a little bit shorter. You know, we got it down to 22 minutes, but a little bit shorter. It's like, listen, are we following the Lord? And I think about this. I think about George Barna. You know, they do all the research, you know, for the church. And according to his stats and his statistics, 81% of professing Christians are not even reading the Bible today. Mm-hmm. Steve, 81%. Of the 19% that are, only 3% feel that they're responsible for their own spiritual development. Yeah.
Which kind of causes you to beg the question. So, like, I know that you say that you're a Christian, but how do you follow Him if you don't know what He expects of you? There's a kind of a gap there, and that's the big difference. Like what you're saying, it's like, I know that you say you're a Christian, but that's that big difference. And that's why we talk about abiding so much. It's like we have to get in the Word and spend time with Him.
There's a cost. It just seems like, you know, everywhere that you hear today is like, well, could just come on, just come, just be a part. And yet when Jesus was talking to people, when He was sharing the word, if you will, when He was, I mean, Matthew 8 says this, that though a teacher of the law, this is verse 18, a teacher of the law came up and said, I will follow you wherever you go. And today we'd be like, great, come on board, you know, jump on. But this is what Jesus' response was. Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay His head. By the way, this is not a luxury ride. You know what I mean? Like, there's no place to lay your head here. Are you sure that you want to follow? you know? And there's another guy says, you know, well, you know, I have to go bury a dead person right now, a family member, but I'll get with you. And Jesus' reply says, hey, you know, let the dead bury the dead. There comes a point when we start examining and start realizing that there's a cost associated with following the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a cost. What's it going to cost us? And it'll cost you everything. Salvation is free, but it costs you everything. And the biggest cost is yourself. You know, God's called us to a place to walk with him in unity and love. And this is a life of surrender. This is a life that we say, listen, I'm laying down my former life. I'm laying down who I was, and I'm allowing Jesus Christ to live in me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like it's that perspective, because, you know, as you're saying that, I can't help but remember the moment that Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, whoever wants to follow me must pick up his own cross.
Mm.
And it's like, you have to remember, it's like, in that moment in time, there was an imagery that they understood of what it means for someone to be crucified. Where now, it's just like, it just goes in one ear, not the other. But they understood, okay, that means that I have to give up everything. There were no questions.
It's a place of death.
Exactly. And it's like, the expectations don't change because now we're 2,000 years later. It's like, we are still expected to follow the same man. It's Christianity is following after Jesus and what Jesus said. He says, you know that you're my disciples because those are the ones that follow my teachings.
Mm.
Listen to what he says. Do what he says.
Yeah.
That's that big difference.
Yeah. The cross, you know, the cross isn't, it wasn't so that we can have a nice piece of jewelry. You know, the cross was a place of death. It was a place of just complete death. And Jesus, it says, you cannot be my disciple unless you deny yourself. Unless you pick up your cross, unless you come to this place of no return. And I think that we're challenged more than ever today to say, you know what, Jesus, you're worth it. You know, I often say about the Marines billboard and their advertisement says that the Marines are not taking applications, right? They're only taking commitments.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Jesus says. He's not taking applications. He's taking commitments. You sign up for the Lord, it's all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. It's the easiest thing to do when we look at what Jesus has already done for us. He's given us everything. He's redeemed us. He's saved us. I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you today. Follow Jesus. Someone asks you're a Christian, don't be quick to say you are. Maybe ask yourself, am I? Is there any evidence in my life that points in that direction? Am I walking with him? Am I obeying him? Is he the Lord, the boss of my life? Is he my entire life, or do I compartmentalize Jesus and offer him a day of the week or a couple of hours in that day of the week? Jesus is looking for those that are going to follow him, that are going to love him with all of his heart, their heart, soul, mind, and strength. We want to pray with you. Steve, would you lead us in prayer and challenge us to be followers of Jesus?
Yes. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ. God, I thank you, Lord, that you said that salvation is free, but the cost is everything. Holy Spirit, I ask you, Lord, that you would give us that grace that we say yes to you, and we just say, have your way in our lives, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for the life that Jesus lived, because we can look to him and see exactly how he did it. And we just say yes to your will in my life, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.